every point they can get here in New Hampshire. Blaney up front, he doesn't have any problems, but Josh Berry is keeping him honest. Now Logano gets around Elliott all four.
This time by Chase Elliott drops back to the fifth spot after being passed by Logano. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
When we come back, we'll take you commercial-free to the checkered flag as Ryan Blaney leads Josh Berry, William Byron, Joey Logano, your Chase, and Chase Elliott with 27 to go here at New Hampshire.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA know-how!
25 laps to go here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to the Mobile 1 301 here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We will take you to the checkered flags presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And we have a battle for the lead shaping up, Mark Garrow.
Right now, the gap has been cut to just 0.3 seconds between Ryan Blaney and Josh Berry as they hustle down the backstretch here at New Hampshire.
The Wood Brothers 21 is faster than Blaney, but can he get around him? He charges right into the corner in 3 and 4. He sees the lane down below him. Josh Berry is really pressing hard on Ryan Blaney.
21 laps to go, this time by the gap, just 2 car lengths as Ryan Blaney leads Josh Berry into 1.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Initially, I thought Blaney was saving, but you don't let somebody get to within a car length or two with this few laps left. Here comes Josh Berry, right on the back bumper of Ryan Blaney.
Watch Josh Berry now as he gets into the corner down here in 3 and 4. He can drive it in at least 3 car lengths deeper than Ryan Blaney can. He does it again, gets right to the bumper of Blaney, battling hard for the lead here at the Magic Mile.
As they flash down this front stretch across the granite stripe, 20 laps to go here in the Mobile 1 301.
Ryan Blaney back into turn number one. That car looked a little unstable at the entrance of the corner. Josh Berry about a half a groove higher than Ryan Blaney, trying to build that momentum. Still needs to find a car length on the backstretch.
Once again, here's the 21 car. Josh Berry about 2 car lengths off, and once again he really gets a great run into the corner down here in 3 and 4. Blaney gets a little bit better of an exit off of turn number 4.
Josh Berry finished last in the first 3 races of the playoffs. He's knocked out of contention. Now he wants to try and go to victory lane as he chases Blaney to 1.
Yeah, from a championship perspective, this win would mean a lot more to Ryan Blaney. But, boy, considering the summer that Josh Berry has had, that Wood Brothers team needs a great run. Still two car lengths to disadvantage.
Well, don't forget that Berry last year in that Stewart Haas car, he had a great run going here at this racetrack last year. Now he gets within a half a car length of lead.
Took a peek to the inside as they exited turn four, but his car drifted up the racetrack. He's right now in line with Blaney as they go back to one with 18 to go.
Right in the tire tracks, Ryan Blaney sees Josh Berry right there out of the rearview mirror as they set up for turn number two. It stays about a car length and a half.
Berry has got great short track race craft, and he's putting it to use and putting it to work right now. When do you look to make the move? He gets right in the middle of the corner, gets right to his bumper once again. He'll settle back in for the second spot.
Damaged car of Kyle Busch runs right in front of these two drivers. Will they give him room? Let's see what happens as they head to one.
Kyle Busch jumps out of the throttle, goes all the way below the apron. He will not factor into this battle for the win. Ryan Blaney moves down to the inside, tries to carve a nice line off the corner, stays about a two-car length advantage over Berry.
Call it two-car lengths, as Nick just said, down the backstretch, out next to the wall. Once again, Berry able to get through those bumps in turn three a little bit better than Ryan Blaney. Just doesn't have the exit speed off of four.
If this race goes green the rest of the way, William Byron, 2.7 seconds back. Joey Logano, 3.5. Nick Yeoman, they don't have enough time.
Yeah, and visually that equates to about 25 car lengths for Byron, about a 35 car length disadvantage for Logano. They're not going to run those two down without a yellow pat. It's a two-horse race for the lead.
Let's see what Blaney will do now. He stays down on the bottom of the racetrack. He can't hold his car down there. Berry can stay a little bit lower in the middle of three and four.
15 laps to go here in New Hampshire. How hard does Josh Berry push a teammate? They head back into one with three car lengths of difference.
I would say he's pushing him plenty hard here in the closing laps, but he hasn't been able to get close enough to show Ryan Blaney a fender. Berry gets a really good charge. The apex of turns one and two. Close it to a car length. Loses another off of two.
Yeah, he's really good at getting off two and into three. It's the front part of this racetrack that Berry struggles with right now. Blaney, once again, lets his car drift up a little bit as they exit four. Call it three car lengths.
No quit in Josh Berry as they come to the stripe with 14 to go. We have to remember his tires 14 laps worse than leader Ryan Blaney.
Which is amazing. You wouldn't know it based on watching these two battle for the win. They have navigated the sweeping corners and the bumps pristinely all day long, Pat Patterson.
Look, Ryan Blaney knows how to manage a lead, manage a gap, and he too knows the value of being a little bit good with that arrow and how to take that away from that car trying to pass. Right now, he's doing everything he can to hold off Josh Berry.
Two car lengths of difference as they come off of turn number four, this time by 13 to go here in New Hampshire.
The shadows have crept in on the front straightaway. Those drivers keep those cars up against the outside wall into the darkness through turns one and two. Blaney continues to run high. Berry continues to dig on the bottom.
That was a better exit for Berry off of turn two now, trying to close it down in turn number three. He can really let that thing go into the corner here. Tries to get to where he can see the inside of the leader, and he goes right to his bumper off four.
Gets a great run off the corner. They cross the stripe, 12 to go. Again, Berry trying to close in.
Well, every time, though, midway down the straightaway, Blaney just looks like he has a little extra horsepower. Berry's car, though, Pat, looks like it handles these corners a lot better than Ryan here in the closing lap.
Once again, gets off of turn two really well. Gets into turn three really well. Here he is again, bottom of the racetrack. Goes right to the bumper of Blaney. Now he's starting. I'm talking about Josh Berry starting to look for maybe a better way to get around the leader.
Josh Berry has definitely turned up the heat this time by 11 laps to go here in New Hampshire as Blaney continues to lead.
Definitely looks like Josh Berry's search around the racetrack. Ran a little bit higher in three and four. This time into turns one and two. Again, about a half a groove higher than Ryan Blaney. Blaney looks married to the bottom of the racetrack.
Getting down to crunch time. Here comes Josh Berry once again now. Kind of backs off the leader a little bit as he makes his move into turn number three. Blaney at the bottom of the racetrack. Lets his car drift up now. And now they both work off of turn four.
Josh Berry lost a couple of tenths the last lap with 10 to go. As they come across the line, the difference between the leaders now 6 tenths of a second.
Josh Berry pushing those Goodyears as hard as he possibly can here on the closing laps, but it looks like he's losing a bit. This time it's a four car length advantage for Ryan Blaney.
We'll see if he's losing or he's trying to just cool him down a little bit. He may have really punished those tires in trying to get as close as he did to making a pass. Call it five car lengths now between first and second.
Coming off this time off of turn number four, 9 laps to go. Ryan Blaney now stretching it behind him, though. Another battle in the top 10. Ross Chastain has caught the back bumper of Kyle Larson. Larson runs in seventh. Chastain's in eighth.
Yeah, that was two set up for turn number one. Kyle Larson with about a one-car length advantage over Ross Chastain. They're both running extremely high. Ross is all the way up into a fourth groove. He'll lose a little bit of momentum, but trying to track down Larson.
No change up front as those two cars are down here in three and four right now. We watch Larson and trying to hold on to his position. Chase Elliott out in front of Christopher Bell. Then you get back to Larson and Chastain off of turn four.
Ryan Blaney easing away from Josh Berry now. The gap up to 0.8 seconds with eight to go.
Still no challenge from William Byron, who is fending off Joey Logano, who sits about 15 car lengths back and forth. Chase Elliott in fifth. Leaders back into three.
Down the backstretch they come and into turn number three. Here's Blaney, bottom of the racetrack, trying to paint the line now off of turn number three and four to try to pick up some speed and get away from Berry.
Seven laps to go this time by. Ryan Blaney's now settled into a comfortable lead here at New Hampshire.
Yeah, it is comfortable. Call it seven car lengths back into turn number one. Blaney's car continues to look so good at the apex of turns one and two. When he turns that steering wheel up off the corner, that thing points directly down the back straightaway, and it is fast.
And in case you're wondering, there's no real lap traffic in front of Blaney right now at all. Nothing to slow him down other than himself, and he is not doing that. He's back up on the gas off of four.
Blaney's Ford is bright yellow. It's the last color he wants to see now. With six laps to go, he wants it to stay green.
Back into turn number one, running on that darker patch that makes up the bottom two or three lanes here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Josh Berry sits about five car lengths back. Ryan Blaney down to back straightaway.
Berry's waited about as long as he can now. If he's got anything left to challenge for the lead and for the win here in New Hampshire, it's time to bring it. It's time to go as hard as you can. Josh Berry trying to bear down on the leader all four.
Just over 5 miles to go here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney leads. Does Josh Berry have more in the tank?
He's certainly going to give it a shot down into turn number one. Little wiggle from Josh Berry's four to the entrance of turn number one on those older Goodyear tires wrapping the middle of the racetrack. The advantage stays stable at about five car lengths.
Down the backstretch they go. Josh Berry trying to catch back up to maybe make a last lap move or a last few lap moves on the leader. To me, he's visually closing that gap somewhat now off four.
Clear racetrack ahead for Ryan Blaney. Four laps to go. Berry still trying to find a way to climb back to the front.
It was a dominant opening round for Joe Gibbs Racing in the playoffs. It has been a Team Penske kind of day so far. Ryan Blaney, we race lead. Joey Logano fourth. And, of course, that satellite car, Josh Berry, trying to track down Blaney for the win.
Here comes Blaney down the backstretch again. Works out next to the wall. Down to the bottom of the racetrack he goes with his Ford. Once again, lets it drift up ever so slightly. It's at least nine car lengths back to the second place.
Three laps to go this time by for Ryan Blaney. His lead over Josh Berry, 0.8 seconds.
Blaney back into turn number one. Goes to the bottom of the racetrack. A former champion of this series. He knows how to get it done. Raising his game at the right time. Blaney on the bottom of the racetrack once again at a two.
Ryan Blaney down the backstretch here at the Magic Mile. Out next to the wall. Holds a pretty wheel into turn number three. Lets that car go down and almost paints the line again, lets it drift back up. It's Blaney off of four.
He exits four, comes up against the safer barrier. Across the stripe, just two laps left in the Mobile One 301.
A lot of fans jumping to their feet here for the closing laps. Here the Mobile One 301. Ryan Blaney, no challenge from Josh Berry. Berry not giving up. It's still five or six car lengths, but boy, he is losing track of Ryan Blaney down the backstretch.
All Blaney wants to see is the white flag here, and if he can make this corner down in three and four, he knows he's home free. Josh Berry, though, bears down as hard as he can off of turn number four. Here comes Blaney back to the stripe.
This race has been dominated by Team Penske. Ryan Blaney will see the white flag here at New Hampshire.
Started on the outside of the front row, faded at the beginning of the race, and then just an assault on the field for the rest of the day. Ryan Blaney for the final time. Pat Patterson off of turn two.
Ryan Blaney nice and smooth now. Josh Berry a good 10 car lengths back. Blaney holds the car out near the wall. Pins it down to the bottom of the racetrack. Gets up back up on the gas. Here comes Ryan Blaney looking good today in Loudoun, New Hampshire.
Josh Berry certainly had a gallant effort, but he's out of time. Ryan Blaney has picked the perfect time to win for the first time here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and with his third win of the season, he's locked up a spot in the third round of the Cup Series playoff.
Ryan Blaney, your winner. Josh Berry will come home second. William Byron with the third-place finish. Joey Logano finishes fourth. Chase Elliott fifth. It's all Team Penske Hendrick Motorsports in the top five. Last year's winner, Christopher Bell, rallied back to sixth. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Michael McDowell was able to pass Ross Chastain for eighth. Chastain will finish ninth. Rounding out the top ten, Chase Briscoe.
What a race we had all afternoon long. That new Goodyear tire certainly brought something special to this race. And Ryan Blaney, great job. Josh Berry, the comeback kid today, goes all the way to the back, finally finds a way to the lead late in the race, loses the lead, and then comes right back on Ryan Blaney to try to take it back.
Blaney now crosses the granite stripe once again, and it looks like he's going to get all the way to the end of the grandstands. Sold out grandstands here, by the way, in turn number two, and give a nice big salute to the race fans here. The post-race burnout brought to you by Sunoco, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Wow. A great race today here at New Hampshire. I don't think we have to exaggerate anything about this event. The restarts, three and four wide, they were something to behold.
Mark, one of the storylines coming out of New Hampshire are teammates racing teammates. We documented very well. Ty Gibbs very aggressive with his Joe Gibbs teammates. Denny Hamlin finally dumped him. But we saw Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano, Penske teammates, racing for the lead. Neither of them gave any quarter on the other, but they kept it clean. As a result, three cars that come out of the Penske shop, Ryan Blaney, Josh Berry with Wood Brothers, Joey Logano, three of them finished in the top four here today.
Joey Logano is a rock star at New Hampshire, being a fellow New Englander, and you got to wonder what he's thinking right now. Had a dominant car, led a lot of laps, but didn't get the win. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with Chase Elliott. From where you started to where you finished, pretty good day for the nine team. How was it for you inside the car?
Yeah, it was solid. You know, nice to kind of get back up in the mix there. And, you know, definitely a pretty large step off of Ryan and those guys, but I thought we were competitive to the rest. So that was nice. Nice turnaround from yesterday, which we didn't have to turn around, but a nice turnaround nonetheless.
All right, 27th to a top five finish for Chase Elliott today, Heather.
And Joey Logano will bring it home fourth today. It sounded like you struggled with turn a little bit during that race, but you wanted to run well here in front of this crowd. Do you feel like you accomplished that today?
Yeah, we ran well. We just weren't the fastest car. You know, 12 was wicked fast in practice, and he showed that again in the race. Our only chance was beating him on pit road and beating on details, but they were able to make up their track position when they put four on there. Over time, they got back up there, and yeah, that last restart, I could have restarted behind him and probably finished third in the race, but I wanted a chance to win, and if I was behind the 12, I wasn't going to win. So I went for it, cost us a spot, but overall, proud of the execution. Obviously, a ton of points today. I think it's a second and a first in the first two stages and a top, you know, four finish. So we did what we needed to do, plus the cut line, just I'd rather win. Just agree to me, but especially when it's home.
All right, that's Joey Logano, who finished fourth today. Alan Cavana.
12th place finish for Denny Hamlin. Plus 24 now on the line. Of course, a lot of the discussion is going to be the incident with your teammate, Ty Gibbs. What happened between you two in that racing incident?
I don't have any comment.
All right. How will you handle that in this upcoming week?
I don't have any comment.
All right. How about the race itself? 12th place. Did that affect your car at all?
No, just that's about what we had, just kind of hanging around between like 6th and 10th all day. That's all we had.
All right, Denny Hamlin comes out. No comment on the teammate incident, but we'll see how he handles it during the week, Heather.
And a solid performance here today for Josh Berry. Not only today, but yesterday, you guys showed a lot of speed. What more did you need to be able to catch the 12 there at the end?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we lacked a little bit of fire off, but, you know, honestly, ever since from the start of the race, we were just mired in so much traffic, it was hard to know what we needed. And our long run seems really strong. I mean, I think it go a couple different ways. You know, obviously, if it stays green, I think we have a chance at it. Maybe we should have taken two tires there, but ultimately, I mean, we were down a set from the spin, so we were kind of, we didn't want to take our last tires that early. So all in all, but still just a great day. Had a great car. Everybody did a great job. Pit stops were awesome. And, yeah, a lot to look forward to.
That's the third top five for Josh Berry this season.
Josh Berry, after a unbelievably bad round one. Fires back, comeback kid, second place finish today.
Yeah, great for him. Today's Xfinity fastest lap, Mark, was turned by none other than Carson Hocevar on lap 237, a 29.923, the only driver to do a sub-30-second lap. Congratulations on winning a championship point. Sign up today for a super-fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
I have to believe that Justin Haley picked up some fans late in the race when he came back out of the garage. No fenders, nothing on the front of the car, looked like a modified. Let's go back down to Heather DeVoe.
And finishing third today is William Byron. William, it sounded like you went from a tight race car to a loose race car, but the good news is your first top 10 here at this track. Do you feel like you were able to get the balance where you needed it?
Yeah, that was a really good day for us. I mean, I felt like in stage three we kind of nailed the balance, so just really good work. We're just proud of our team, proud of what we've been working on to get good at these places. I feel like this has been a big learning curve for us, these short short tracks and flat tracks. So just got to keep building on it. There's still work to do, obviously, but I think we've got a good foundation for sure.
A solid day here for William Byron.
Thank you very much, Heather DeBoe. We appreciate that. Mark, let's talk about today's Xfinity Mobile reliable performance. Who's your vote?
Well, you got Blaney, you got Logano, but I'm going Josh Berry. When you get knocked to the back, they very steadily, very quietly, just kind of kept working, kept battling. He winds up with a runner-up. So that's where my vote's going.
I would agree with you. You have to give him a lot of credit. He raced hard at the beginning of the race. He ended up getting spun midway through the race early on and ended up racing his way all the way back to contending for the lead. So they deserve it. What he and crew chief Miles Stanley have done today really is pretty incredible.
It makes you wonder at the end, what would have happened if he didn't get spun, if he was able to keep the track position he had in the top five, and then could have a little bit different strategy. If he was on the same tires as Ryan Blaney, man, that would have been a fight to the finish.
I would agree. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
So this was the opening race, in round number two. Ryan Blaney has punched his ticket to the third round with the win. William Byron has built some breathing space. He is plus 47 heading for Kansas. Kyle Larson, plus 41. Christopher Bell, plus 29. Denny Hamlin, plus 27. Plus 24, Joey Logano. Chase Elliott, plus 14. Then Chase Briscoe is plus 12. He is on the bubble, minus 12. In the ninth spot is Ross Chastain. Minus 19 in 10th is going to be Austin Cindric. Minus 23, Tyler Reddick. Minus 27, his teammate Bubba Wallace.
Mark, we talked pre-race that there was no one in the basement points-wise, but there was no one running away either. Ryan Blaney obviously has run away. He's locked himself into the round of eight. But I think for William Byron now at plus 47, he came in plus 24. He gained 23 points on the cut line. And for Bubba Wallace, well, he lost just as many, if not more, on the cut line at minus 27.
So we talked about coming in, nobody had a mulligan. But at 47 points above the cut line, William Byron might have built himself a little bit of a mulligan as well. At plus 41, his teammate Kyle Larson. Let's go to Progressive Victory Lane with Alan Cavana.
Ryan Blaney is out. Ryan Blaney is soaked. He's given everybody a hug here in Victory Lane. We'll catch up with him now. Ryan, hugs for everybody. I hope you like lobster, man, because you're about to get a big one.
Yeah, I look forward to it. See how he tastes. I've wanted a lobster ever since I was a little kid, so coming to watch these races and stuff like that, I've always wanted one of them things, so I'm looking forward to it.
You knew you had a great car yesterday, but you still have to get it done. What was your biggest challenge out there today?
The way the pitch cycles kind of went sometimes. We lost control for a little bit, but then we're able to, you know, get it back before the green flag stops in stage three, and we're just kind of biding our time. After the green flag stopped, and then caution came out, and two was a great call. We saw two worked well in the first stage for a while, and I figured that if we could come out on the front row or something, we would have a good shot. And Josh definitely didn't make it easy on me. Gosh, his car got rolling there for, you know, 10 or 15 laps and really had to find new lanes and push harder. My car was going really free, and then we were able to kind of gap him a little bit there at the end with his right rear going away. But, yeah, great race. Really, really cool weekend, honestly, and couldn't be proud of everybody.
During your championship year, you talked about seeing the path to Phoenix and that ultimate trophy. Can you see it now?
Starting to light up.
Starting to light up. Like his shoes. He had brand-new shoes on, Jordan brand. Maybe they're lucky now.
Thank you very much. That interview comes from Progressive Victory Lane, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
So here's our full field rundown. Ryan Blaney is your winner. Again, his third victory in 2025, the first on the Magic Mile. He started third. He finishes second for Josh Berry. William Byron third. The pole sitter, Joey Logano, winds up fourth. Fifth, Chase Elliott from the 27th starting position. Christopher Bell also started deep in the pack but winds up sixth. Kyle Larson, seventh. Eighth, Michael McDowell. Ross Chastain, ninth. Tenth is Chase Briscoe.
11th was Carson Hocevar. Denny Hamlin finished 12th. Austin Dillon, 13th. Ryan Preece, 14th. 15th was Alex Bowman. Noah Gregson, 16th. Austin Cindric, 17th. 18th, Chris Buescher. Todd Gilliland finished 19th. 20th, A.J. Allmendinger.
Tyler Reddick wrestles his car home to a 21st place finish. 22nd, his 23-11 racing teammate, Riley Herbst. Brad Keselowski, 23rd. 24th, Cole Custer, the last car on the lead lap. 25th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Bubba Wallace, 26th. Zane Smith, 27th. 28th, Eric Jones. Ty Dillon, 29th. 30th, Kyle Busch.
Cody Ware finished 31st. 32nd, Shane Van Gisbergen. Justin Haley finished 33rd. Out of the race early, finishing 34th, was John Hunter Nemechek. Ty Gibbs, 35th. 36th, Daniel Suarez.
Well, so we've seen a finish of all this thing, and Ryan Blaney is the only guy that's truly going to breathe easy heading into Kansas. And then, of course, we've got the cutoff race coming at the Roval. Want to remind everybody, $10 kids tickets on Sunday, 12 and under free on Friday and Saturday. And that means they get into the race, they see the race, go to the fan zone, do all that crazy stuff. And also, don't forget, one of country music's fastest rising stars, Ernest, is going to take center stage before the Bank of America Roval 400.
Going to be a lot of fun. As Mark mentioned, Kansas Speedway is what's up next in the round of 12, where Ross Chastain is the defending winner. Then we do head to the Roval. It'll be a triple header race weekend, Friday, October 3rd. We'll be on with the NASCAR Racing Network, the Craftsman Truck Series race, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Saturday, October 4th, Cup Series practice and qualifying at 1 Eastern. The Xfinity Series, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, 250 at 4:30 Eastern. And then Sunday, October 5th, the NASCAR Cup Series Bank of America Roval 400 at 2 o'clock Eastern. Mark, I do want to say a big congratulations to an amazing staff here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. They were blessed with a wonderful weekend weather-wise. I talked to the track president, David McGrath, before the race, and he said, look, the way ticket sales have been surging, we think we're going to have a large crowd here. They announced during the race a sellout crowd here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Could not be more proud of that team. They do an amazing job here at the Magic Mile.
They promised wicked fast, wicked fun, and that was a wicked race. That was a really great race today.
It was a wicked race. Want to say a big thanks to our broadcast crew. An excellent job covering pit road, Alan Cavana and Heather Dubow. Up in the turns, Nick Yeoman and Pat Patterson. Our engineers, Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Scott Hollingsworth. Our race director, Laura Beth Barnhart. Production is Kent Bernhardt. Sales and marketing, Alexis Erickson, David Stiles, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, and Caleb Whistler. The Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Performance Racing Network is Jerry Horn. For Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Want to say a big thanks to you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the action from the Magic Mile here on the Performance Racing Network.
The Mobile One 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. Brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. NAPA. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand is driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here. And brought to you by eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Buffaloes, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Girl, I meant what I said when I said I do. Yeah, through thick or thin, I spend forever with you. But if I leave this world, baby, a little too soon, it hurts like hell to say I hope. Someone new. He can have my truck sitting out in the drive. He can have this house, everything inside. My favorite fishing hole and my old dog too. But what he'll never have is the love I have for you. Girl, I hope and pray.
Dylan Scott's latest and what he'll never have here inside the saloon. All right, so I know hard-hitting questions. We're asking you on our Facebook. We asked you a couple of days ago, what are you eating your French fries with if you're a ketchup person? But let's say ketchup was never invented, never existed. What are you putting on your French fries that's not ketchup? Susan says ranch, always ranch. Ralph says Wendy's chocolate frosty. I haven't done that since I was a kid. I might have to go back and do that. Rachel says my husband lived in Canada for a year and turned me on to poutine. How do you say that? Poutine, right? Brown gravy and cheese curds. Oh, yeah, I've had that before. That's good. Jody says, I'm going to have mine with a burger. I like that. That was a smart answer. Michael says cheese and gravy. And Aaron says ranch with a dollop of buffalo sauce. What are you going to put on your French fries if ketchup didn't exist? Let us know on our Facebook.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on this Sunday and a few showers and storms, especially this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, a southwest breeze. Tonight's shower and storm chances will continue. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and upper 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 75 at our studios.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you, so I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Headed out west for South California.
Lainey Wilson, somewhere over Laredo, here inside RC Social Saloon. Her latest, she had to cancel a performance over the weekend. I believe I saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact, saying that she felt so bad that she had to cancel a performance. She looked like she was under the weather, pretty sick, but she said, don't worry about it. She'll reschedule it, and she'll be there before the year is up. On the way, Joe Diffie, Toby Keith, Morgan Wallen, and John Party.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. Scott gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. A divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. God gave you. not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he This is country music, and we do. So turn it on, and turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your life in a song. Yeah, this is country music. Tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and blue, well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, darling. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret. I'm
about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
And go.